I learned the importance of studying biology when I was in college at Emporia State in the early 50s, and my major professor, biology professor, was the organizer of the winter bird count out of Emporia State then. A good student always does what his, her major professor does, right? And so when he laid out an invitation for participants in the winter bird count, the first one I went on, I think, was 1956. In no way oriented toward identifying birds at all. But I was interested in getting outdoors. I was interested in trying to convince my professor that I was a serious student, of course. Can we say schmooze? And so I went on this count, and I learned to identify a sparrow, a hawk, a duck. You know, I was that naive, really. And a little bit more, and I kind of got hooked. I started seeing things every day, either on the Emporia State campus or as I was out with my family, seeing things that I had never paid attention to before. So the next winter bird count, I had learned more. The next one, I learned more. It became kind of exciting. So, with that excitement and 2 degrees in biology, a bachelor's and a master, and having hired to teach students at Lawrence High School beginning in 1959, I thought, what a way to demonstrate for my interested students that this is a nerd sort of a thing, but shameless. And so we'll just go out and do the winter bird count. So we started doing it the winter of December of 1959.